Today, we make history on the state of things. North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC, becomes the first radio station in the country, as far as we know, to broadcast a radio drama series that features an African-American superhero. Harold M.F. Jones is the Jade City Pharaoh. When he's not patrolling the skies of his beloved city, he's minding his bookstore and living a quiet life as Malik Frazier. He's not Superman. Though he can fly, bullets won't bounce off his very human skin. And he's not the famously rich Bruce Wayne. In fact, it's quite likely that while Harold is in the sky, the wolf is at the door. So yeah, crime doesn't pay, but it seems crime fighting doesn't either. Every week at this time, for the next few weeks, we'll bring you a new episode of the Jade City Pharaoh. Now, the pilot episode, Funyuns and a Coke.
Martin Luther King once said, "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice." I would add, only if there's someone there to bend it. Hood villains and death dealers, change is coming to Jade City, wearing a green cape. And Harold M.F. Jones, the Jade City Pharaoh, is bringing it.
"2 a.m. The city lights reflect off the bay like 1,000 dazzling stars. I love this place, this city of jade. But she hurting now. Unemployment, poverty, drugs, crime, corrupt politicians and master criminals like my arch nemesis, the beef cooker, who would squeeze the last drop of hope from the heart of my beloved. So I fly these skies and walk these streets. But even heroes need a snack. I stop at the grab and go to see my good friend Henry and cop what my Uncle Roscoe would refer to as porgy bait.
Well, if it ain't the super spectacular badass himself.
What's poppin', Henry?
Peas in the pot. Peas ain't popping if the water ain't hot.
Hey, I'm gonna grab a bag of Funyuns and a Coke.
Do you, brother? Really glad you stopped by tonight. I need to talk to you about something.
Damn, Henry. These Funyuns are stale as I don't know what. Tastes like old shoelaces. Man, what's the date on this bag?
It's all linked to what I got to tell you.
So tell me.
The beef cookers people been by here again. They want me to pay for protection. I said I couldn't see it, so they roughed up Fillmore.
Fillmore?
Fillmore drive the Frito truck. He won't stop out here no more. At least not until the beef cooker tell him he can. They trying to run me out of business, Jones. They give me 3 days to come up with the protection money, or they say they gonna take it to the next level. That was 4 days ago.
You tell the cops?
Yeah, even though half of them in the beef cooker's pocket.
Look out! You all right?
They busted my window. I'll kill them. I'll kill them all.
You ain't gonna kill nobody, Henry. Calm down.
Look! That guy's running to that car. Don't leave me, bug!
Put my coke back in the fridge, would you? Where'd you go to? There you are. Don't go into that alley.
I hate alleys. Maybe I lost him. I don't see him. Gotta hide.
And it stinks in here.
I saw you run in here, and I'm not gonna look behind these dumpsters or in these garbage cans. I'm gonna count to five. One.
It's rats in here.
There you go.
You gonna have to catch me, fool.
No, no, you don't. We ain't climbing no fences tonight. Don't you have better sense than to try and run from a superhero?
Just don't hit me, man. Let me go. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, okay? Don't hit me in the face, man. Please.
Stand up. What's your name?
Russell.
How old are you, boy?
16.
Why'd you do it?
Man, they gave me $100. You taking me to jail?
So you can really learn how to be a criminal? I don't think so. How many frequent flyer miles do you have, kid?
I don't know what the hell you talking about, man.
Let's go.
Oh, I'm scared of heights, man.
Stop squirming.
Come on, man. You ain't got no seatbelt for this or nothing.
Shut up before I drop your dumb ass.
Okay.
This the thug that bust my window. I'd have bust your head to the fat meat.
Chill out, Henry. Why would you want to bust the head of your new employee?
My new what?
This is Russell. He's going to work here for free till he pays off the window. Ain't that right, Russell? I said, ain't that right, Russell?
Yeah, man, sure. You ain't got to smack me in the back of the head.
You cool with that, Henry?
Not really. But if you're going to make sure he do right, I could use some help. Boy, go in the back and get a broom and start sweeping up this mess.
Well, you heard him. What I owe you for the Funyuns and the Coke?
Yeah, you know your money ain't no good here, Jones. But what about the beef cooker?
Hand me that piece of cardboard and a marker.
Here you go. What you writing? This store is officially under the protection of Harold M.F. Jones.
Let it be known.
That's one bad mother.
There it is, the pilot episode of the Jade City Pharaoh. In today's story, Funyuns and a Coke, you heard Gil Faison, J. Alphonse Nicholson, and Mike Wiley as the Jade City Pharaoh. The series was created and written by Howard Kraft and produced by Lindsay Foster Thomas. The executive producer is yours truly. Tune in again next week, same time, same station, for Jade City Pharaoh Episode 1, Where There's Smoke. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.